Dave Moore on Today FM.
Now, a fella sitting across from me is an Olympian, a double European athlete, a massive fan of a park run. And we'll get to his motivational tips now for everybody in a few minutes' time. But David Gillick, good morning.
Thanks for having me in.
Good to see you again. You're always in. It's always good to have a chat. The park run rolls around, and I think, look, we've spoken at length about how good this is. But just for someone who's kind of vaguely heard of the term and is like, what is this park run thing? Explain what it is, because I think it's a brilliant idea.
Yeah, so the park run is a free timed 5K run that takes place every Saturday at 9:30 in 150 locations. Well, about 115 locations on a Saturday, and then you have the junior park run, which is a 2K.
A lot of the kids I coach football.
Yeah.
Do the junior park run on a Sunday morning, which is brilliant.
You're getting them in to build up their aerobic capacity already.
Yeah. The hill runs on the beach, they're not down for it at 6 a.m.
So the park run, it's free. So all you got to do is log on to parkrun.ie and you register, you get your barcode, and you rock up 9:30, and away you go. And it's been a fantastic initiative. Like, it started in Ireland in 2012, and I think, you know, VHI got involved then in 2016 when there was about 46 park runs,
yeah.
And now we have about 150.
And what that means then is that just pretty much one near you. Like, you'd struggle to have to travel a long way to get to a park run.
Like, they're dispersed all over the country. Any park, I can guarantee you, go on to parkrun.ie, open the map, and there'll be one very close to you. And they're fantastic, and we've seen massive growth. And it's not just about the running element of it. You know,
not
you can
at
walk
all.
It, you can volunteer. And that's one thing that we've really seen, which is so impressive, is communities have kind of grown off the back of a park run. You know, it's the coffee afterwards, it's volunteering, it's been part of something. You know, it's inclusive. You know, people of all backgrounds, people of all ages getting involved, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, a friend of mine who I coached with was recovering from a knee operation. And he couldn't run, but he was like, but I love the park run.
Yeah,
I did it before I had the operation. So he went and he just walks so he's literally there's a fella in a high vis jacket who's the organizer, who's the last fella.
The tail walker.
And
what's
happening is he walks with him.
So the
two of them just have a chat all the way around. And I guarantee you, it's only a week away, I'd say, he is from getting his own high vis jacket and becoming part of it.
So that's two people now, your mate and all the kids that you're training. What about yourself?
I like looking at these things from a distance.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm very supportive of people who do this kind of stuff.
Yeah, okay,
you know?
That's so good, yeah.
Dave gets to the bottom of me all the time. Parkrun.ie is the place to go. Get yourself registered. Go out. Be motivated, unlike me. I'm busy on a Saturday morning coaching kids. I'm busy on a Sunday morning coaching kids. I'm busy 6 days a week coaching kids, Dave Gillick. I don't have time for park runs. But if you want to do something, it's a great way to get going. And look, I've spoken to you about this before, but you've obviously come from such an elite level of athletics. And then I find it's fascinating that you don't kind of, you know, that you get as much out of this, you know, as you did out of the elite level stuff. Like, it's a fascinating thing for me.
Yeah, look, I think when you're competing at a high level and it's all about Worlds, Europeans, Olympics, you know, you're in your own little world and it's very intense. And obviously it's your job as well. When I moved away from kind of elite athletics, I actually hated running. I didn't enjoy it, you know.
It's wild.
Yeah, but I think it's just the intensity of it. You know, when I moved away from it, even the group I was training with, the coach, I just wanted to get so far away from it. And then I kind of felt like, you know, over time that, you know, even an element of mental health as well, I wasn't feeling good about myself. And I can remember going up to Marley Park, which is my local park, and I attempted to go for a run one day, went in the gate, swung a left, and I was like a salmon going upstream. And next minute I heard, Gillick, you're going the wrong way. And it was the park run. And I'd heard a park run, but I didn't know a whole lot about it. And I didn't really understand that there was one on my doorstep. So then eventually it got to the point where, all right, I'm going to go up. And it'd get to Friday and I'd be like, oh no, I'm not going up. Because it was ego.
Of course, you're thinking, I'm David Gillick. Like, you know, and you think other people would be looking at you going,
100%.
That's David Gillick. Like, but they're not.
They're not. And like, once I kicked my ego to touch and I went up on a Saturday morning, I'll never forget it. Walked into Marley Park and the first fella came up to me and he was like, ah, Gillick, you should win this. And I remember thinking, hang on a second. You know? And then the race director gave the safety briefing and we'd like to welcome local Olympian. And I remember just thinking, get me out of here. I'd never ran a 5K before.
Yeah.
I was a 400-meter runner.
Exactly. It was a very different discipline.
Very different.
Yeah.
But I did it, and I took off, and I went off too fast, and I died of debt and all the rest of it. But afterwards, I actually felt, you know what? I got over myself.
Yeah.
And it wasn't about anybody else. Everybody's up there just trying to do something for themselves. And it's not a race. It's not about times. It's if you want to run fast, run fast.
Sure.
If you want to walk, whatever it is. And I kind of, over the subsequent years, I actually fell back in love with running.
Yeah.
And it's a huge part of my life now. It gives me a self, like, you know, well-being. I feel good about myself.
Structure, community.
Routine.
Yeah.
Going up and just actually getting back to like what exercise is all about. Mm. It's not about Olympics and winning medals. It's actually just getting out and feeling good about yourself. Yeah. And my kids go up and they do the junior park run. And that's the beauty of it. And this week in particular, the founder is in Dublin, Paul Stinton Hewitt.
Wow.
And I hosted a talk with him and it was fantastic. You know, it was absolutely brilliant. His story as to how it started, you know, he was injured, he was unemployed, he was going through a difficult time. He loved to run and he just said to people, right, you know what, we're going to do a timed 5K run in Bushey Park in London. 13 people showed up. He was the volunteer. He didn't even run.
Didn't run.
Next week, 14 people showed up. And then the following week, 12 people showed up and he's thinking, oh God, what have
I done?
Doing?
Yeah.
And that was back in 2004.
Wow.
You know, and it's a phenomenal story. And just for listeners, myself and Paul are going to be in Marley Park this Saturday at 9:30. And it's a celebration, not only about like people getting active, but all the volunteers, all the people in Ireland
everyone,
who have, you know, made the park run possible all over the country. And that's what it's about. The first one's in Malahide. And like I said, we're up to, you know, 150 park runs
it's
now.
Incredible. Yeah, Malahide's my local one. And as I said, all the kids.
That's why I said that. So there is one on your doorstep.
Okay, no, he wants me. He wants me. I get it. Very quickly, Thomas Barr has just retired yesterday.
Yeah.
What an amazing athlete. And I mean, I'm just thinking you will know kind of where his head is at now. I wonder, does he feel the same way about the intensity and all the things that you felt, you know, like that he's now walking away from that and he's looking for the clarity and the removal
and like,
all that,
you
maybe.
Know, everybody will deal with change and retirement in their own way. You know, Tom's a great athlete. He's, you know, fantastic achievements in his career and a very positive person, a great person to be around, you know, part of the team and just a good lad and good crack, you know. And it's hard probably for him coming off Paris, you know.
Totally.
He probably would have liked to get a little bit more out of Paris himself, but they ran really well, part of the mixed relay team. It's difficult. And I'd like to think, like, you know, the fact that, say, people who've gone before myself, the likes of Dervla Rourke, Paul Hesh, and people like that, who have spoken about retirement, that maybe he can take a nugget or two out of that. But it's one of these things. Initially, you make the decision and, you know, people are patting you on the back and it's all great. It's kind of what happens down the next couple of weeks. And even when he sits out the season and he sees,
like,
see
other
people
doing
kind of
his
competing
thing.
And
yes,
stuff. Like, that's probably the difficult time. But well-educated, he'll have a lot of things going for him, and overall, he's a great bloke. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's important words, I think, for Thomas from David Gillick there. Listen to Mag; she's been in touch straight away, David.
Okay, I'm inspired. I have the gear on. I'm going to go for a run. Woohoo!
That's right, Mag. There you go. And do the park run. Sign up parkrun.ie. Find one near you and get out there on a Saturday and do the junior park run on a Sunday. We've been asking you all morning to send in any questions you have for David, who obviously is a former Olympian and will be able to answer lots of your questions. There is a good one that's come in from Shane. Let me play this one to you, David. You need some headphones there, but I'll get them to you in a sec.
Listen, I have a daughter who runs long distance and she loves it and she's fit. But the one little problem she has, now she's only 11, the only one little problem she has is that in cold weather with the cold air, we'll say in her face, she finds it very hard to breathe or to get the distance. To be fair, she probably struggles. Just want to ask David, is there a secret to long distance running in the cold weather, we'll say cross country, etc., that would make it easier for her to breathe, maybe? Is there any little tricks of the trade, as they say?
Well, it's from Shane there. What do you think?
Yeah, it's a good one, because obviously the cold air, you breathe it in, gets into your lungs and it can be quite uncomfortable. I think, like, if it's a race scenario, you mentioned cross country there, so it's probably a race scenario. So warming up, but taking your time warming up.
Okay.
You know, the danger sometimes is your pace and then you're breathing really heavy.
Yes.
So if you can take it easy, warm up gradually over time and build the pace and intensity up over time, that would be maybe a better way that you kind of just acclimatise.
Are you talking about the day of the event?
So that pre-event
warm-up. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Or even if you're going for a long run, again, like, you know, the last couple of weeks and stuff like that, the weather's been quite cold. So again, it's start off easy. Now, even if it's just going out of the house and going for a long run, start off easy. Bring the pace up gradually.
Gotcha.
Because then you can kind of control your breath a little bit more. Whereas if you go out too fast, you're panting, a lot of cold air, you're kind of shocking the system.
So listen, cold air can have an effect on the range of your electric car. No, it can definitely have an effect on you as a human being as well. Danielle in Sword says, David, I love all your work with Park Run and your well-being talks with VHI. Can you recommend any stretches for Achilles tendon and soleus muscle to loosen them out.
Yeah,
listen, you're just coming back from plantar fasciitis.
Plantar fasciitis. I've torn my Achilles and I've torn my soleus over my career, so I know all about it.
Okay.
The best kind of approach would be, look, you know, first and foremost, if you are in pain, go to a physio, get professional support and advice and help. But little things you can do is a wall stretch. So, you know, put your toes against the wall, keep your leg nice and long, your knee, and just get that stretch all the way down the back.
That's the back of your calf.
The back of your calf, soleus into your Achilles. Other ones off a little step. So again, drop the heel down off the step. So you're getting a good stretch down the back, and then bend your knee. So you're bringing the soleus into it as well.
Excellent.
You know, so you get a good stretch there.
And
foam rolling and things like that can really help as well.
Okay, foam rolling is good as well. Another one has come in from Caroline about her son.
My 14-year-old son wants to get fit cardiovascularly for basketball. So what should he start doing? Is it 1K? Is it 5K? Or how does he actually go about starting? Thanks a million.
No worries, Caroline. What do you think?
Yeah, basketball up and down the court, it's you got to be fit. So again, depending on his level of fitness, start small and build.
Yeah.
So she mentioned 1K, 5K. I wouldn't even focus on that. I focus on time. So the first thing could be like going out for 10 minutes. And be aware that, okay, you could run for 2 minutes, walk for a minute, run for 2 minutes, break it up a little bit.
Because wouldn't that reflect a little bit more like what a basketball game would be, is that high intensity output and then a bit of a break. And then whereas, because if you could be a brilliant 10K runner, but is that really going to help you when you're sitting on, when you're on a basketball court and you're up and down, stop and start?
It's a really good point. So like there's two factors that build your base fitness.
Mm.
So, you know, get a longer run in, you know, but build that up over time, and then bring those little intervals into it as well. And also, like we're talking about VHI Park Run, don't be afraid to look at the Park Run as a 5K. People around you, take it nice and easy. Sometimes people find it's easier to run when there's people.
There's more
around
people.
You.
Makes perfect sense. Aidan says, David, I've got a question for you. It's critical race advice. The UPS delivery man threw a new pair of carbon plate runners over my wall this morning. I run the John Tracy 10-mile race in Dungarvan on Sunday. Should I wear my shiny new runners in the race, or am I just kidding myself?
Yeah, you're probably kidding yourself. You need to kind of maybe wear them a few times. The danger is you could be fine, but the danger is they're brand new. You throw them on, you get blisters, your feet get irritable, and you know it affects your performance. So again, control the controllables, stick to what you know for this race, and then wear them a few times and then prep for your next race.
That makes perfect sense. A lot of people asking about post-run stretches. Kevin about breast recovery stretches. Another one in with no name on it, asking about the best way to beat lactic acid at the end of a race. That's a 400 metre runner there, so definitely you're a wheelhouse.
Lactic is definitely part and parcel of 400 metre running. Your fitness will help. Little things that we used to do was we used to take bicarb baking soda.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it helps kind of neutralise your
acid
system. Yeah,
okay.
And it acts as a buffer. Now, it can be horrific, so like, you know, don't try this at home, you know. But like little things like that. But again, it's lactic is just part of it, you know, so you got to embrace it. The stretching, I mentioned about kind of calf stretching, soleus stretching, Achilles stretching. Simple things like, you know, just, you know, holding a stretch for like 20 seconds, hamstrings, things like that, even foam rolling, stuff, practical things you can do. Get a schlitter or a hockey ball into the feet, into like, you know, your glutes, hamstrings, basic things like that. The worst thing to do is probably come in and just sit down.
And sit, yes.
You know?
Yeah,
so even if you were to walk for a little bit, it's a good cool down exercise.
Caroline wants to know, ran the Dublin Marathon last year for the second time. My time was 4 hours 40, 5 minutes faster than 2023. How can I get it down more? I run 3 to 4 times a week, do strength training. Would love it to be 4 hours, but no, that's a big jump from 4:40. You're looking to put it down. I mean, is it just miles?
Yeah, it is. It's consistency. It's routine. Like again, with the marathon in sight, like start early. Give yourself as long as you can to build up your base fitness. Bring in some intervals as well, so you're challenging the body over a short duration of distance or time that you can push it a little bit, recover. Because then you're pushing the dial and the body's getting used to that pace. But again, consistency is the main thing.
Makes sense. Speaking of the park runs, Rainey's been in touch.
Hey guys, I've always hated running. I've always felt that I'm really not great at it. But I started with a park run, too long ago to remember, 2012, I think. And it ended up with me doing 3 half marathons. Never intended on doing any half marathons. I never went for the full marathon, come face it. But it's a brilliant event and it's a great one to get you out and about. Currently, I'm in the gym lifting weights, so But enjoy your run.
There you are. Park run inspires everything. Ray's now lifting weights in the gym and doing half marathons.
And I was no different. And what's fantastic about park run in Ireland, with nearly 10% of the population, that's nearly 500,000 people, are registered for park run. So people love it, and you can see from your listener there where it could bring you.
Yeah, okay, totally. Listen, go and get registered, parkrun.ie. You'll find them all around the country, as David said. They're on all the time. Make sure you get out. David Gillick, always a pleasure to have you in. Thanks a million for coming in, and we'll chat again soon.
Please God, thank you.
Nice one.
Dave Moore on Today FM.